Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
And hello there. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly feature where we continue on our journey towards helping to create a greener and more sustainable present and future. Our special guest this week is Maura Keeley, CEO of Leave No Trace, Ireland's only outdoor ethics programme. Before we speak to Maura, we first sent our man on the street, Max Kane, out to get some insight on how we really feel about doing our bit to protect the environment.
Well, I do this thing where I pick up, like, rubbish.
I know, like, people are into, you know, everyone's very environmentally friendly nowadays, but I live in my own little bubble, I guess.
Biodiversity, when I say that word, what comes to your mind? What do you think it means?
People's surroundings and what's happening around them.
If I can remember the exact definition from, like, Leaving Cert Science, then I'd be all for it. But generally a good thing.
What do you think about the environment? Do we need to work hard to save it?
Yeah, we probably do.
Well, there might be more awareness, but obviously there's still a lot of work to do. I'm delighted to be joined by Maura Keeley, CEO of Leave No Trace, Ireland's only outdoor ethics programme. Also, she will be talking with us about the launch of a new public awareness campaign, Love This Space. Maura, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. Before we do find out about Love This Space, can you give us an overview of what Leave No Trace is about?
So Leave No Trace is Ireland's only outdoor ethics programme, and we promote responsible use of the outdoors. And this is our fourth year in this campaign, and really it's all about urging the public, everyone, to enjoy the outdoors in a safe, responsible way, to protect wildlife and fragile ecosystems.
And do you think, in your experience now, Maura, as being part of the Leave No Trace organisation, that people have become much better at acknowledging that not only do we need to play our part, but actually that there is a lot of work to be done, and that they've actually become a lot more respectful of what needs to be done?
Well, we think so, and our research confirms that 84% of respondents are aware that litter has a negative impact on wildlife and the natural environment. And actually, 7 out of 10 of those surveyed actually told us they feel personally responsible for their local environment. And that's very positive and very encouraging. And it tells us that people want to make a difference. But in many cases, they may not be aware of the simple ways that they can change their behaviour that can result in hugely positive benefits for our environment, our natural habitats and outdoor spaces. So, look, for example, going off track to a hiker or a walker might seem like a really innocent thing to do, but actually we know it can have quite serious consequences for biodiversity, for the coast, in particular sand dunes, and for sensitive habitats like bogs. And that's a real issue, particularly in tourism sites and attractions where you see high volume numbers of visitors. So that's why this campaign is really, really important. It's all about raising awareness of really simple things that we can all do. So the quite small changes, such as sticking to the trail and to the path, can have a really significant result for the natural environment.
And how, over the next few months, are you actually doing this? How are you promoting the awareness?
Okay, so it's going to run through June, July and August. And this year we have changed tack in terms of having the campaign very much focused on a digital social media programme. And we've partnered with Roz Purcell, who's a fantastic ambassador for the outdoors in Ireland. And what we're doing is we'll be posting a whole series of simple things that people do throughout the summer on social media, including Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We'll have videos, reels, and we're also really excited to launch the first Love This Place Day in Ireland. It's the first national day that we're doing. It's going to be on July 28th and it's going to tie in with World Nature Conservation Day. And we think that's really exciting because not only are we going to have the simple tips and tricks that people can do and get involved in, you know, through the campaign digitally, but we're going to have actual events in partnership with Roz Purcell across the countryside, getting people to really take simple actions that they can love this place, leave no trace. So we're asking people to take a love this place promise and then to share the simple actions that they're doing to respect and protect the outdoor spaces.
And of course, the great thing too with this is that we get so much back for ourselves as well, don't we? Because we benefit on not only a physical level, but also on a deeply emotional and mental level as well, don't we?
Well, absolutely. I have a huge connection to the countryside, and I think we are absolutely privileged in the island of Ireland to live here. You know, we have incredible landscapes, and that's as part of our, you know, that of benefit to us on a daily basis, but it's also a unique part of our tourism offering. You know, there's amazing, fantastic amenities and activities that we can all get out and explore the outdoors, but we have to respect and protect these places so that we can leave them as we found them, because, you know, the mental and the physical benefits of going outside are widely known, whether we're walking, kayaking, or on the beach. There's no excuse for not cleaning up after ourselves. And I think we pride ourselves on the beauty of Ireland. And it's important everyone who enjoys our outdoors can embrace this ethos of leave no trace by minimizing the impact on wildlife and the habitats and heritage.
Absolutely. And Maura, can you just tell us, and finally, if anyone wants to find out more information about this and what's going on this year, and in particular about the Promise to Love This Place and Leave No Trace Day on Friday, July 28th, where do they go?
Sure. So you can visit our website, leavenotraceireland.org. You can also check out Roz Purcell's social media campaign on Instagram. Loads of resources and loads of information on how to take the promise, number one. But number two, how to get involved in the Love This Place, Leave No Trace Day as well. So,
fantastic. Well, I think it's a wonderful initiative, and it's something that we all really need to step up to the table. And I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Maura Keeley, Chief Executive of No Trace Ireland. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week. My thanks to Maura. My thanks to you for listening as well. And if you missed any of our previous episodes on Hours to Protect, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie. And in fact, you can find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative at sunshineradio.ie and indeed at hourstoprotect.ie too. I'm Carol Dooley, and I look forward to bringing you another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun Na Man with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.